Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore. A bit of a tough game there. I think it's probably the toughest team we've ever played against Chesilworth Street today. 5-0 was probably a little bit harsh on us, but we certainly didn't deserve the win.
Yeah, no, like I say, I don't think we ever had enough to win the game. It was a really tough afternoon. They were a strong side, really aggressive side. To get to half time at 0-0, and we had a couple of chances where I thought, you know, we could have done a little bit better, but it was certainly a game where we needed to score first, and we'll rue the chances that we missed. And obviously, we just made too many mistakes today again. But I think, like you say, on paper, you know, in the cup, we should never have won this game. You know, it's a team from the league above, a team that are very experienced, and for us, it wasn't a 5-0 game. They scored some stunning goals, don't get me wrong, from long distance. But yeah, we've just got to learn from this and understand how pressure affects us a little bit more now, and hopefully, you know, come back stronger and use it as a sort of a learning experience rather than looking at it that we're not good enough.
Yeah, I mean, you can always come out with the old, we can now concentrate on the league. It would have been nice to have gone up further, but I mean, like, they were a tough team. What was you thinking when you made the half-time substitutions a bit earlier than you sometimes do?
Yeah, so we wanted to maybe keep the ball up the top of the pitch a little bit more. I think we were coming back quite a lot. We were struggling to get out of our own half sometimes, and Jess was very isolated against the back four. So Emily Marsh has only played 25 minutes in the last year and a half. So I thought Shauna would just give us that bit more of it, a bit more energy. It would be unfair of me to ask, you know, Emily to carry on and keep playing, because don't get me wrong, the game was quick. It was a really quick game. They were really strong. So I thought that was right. And I thought, obviously, putting McCarrick as well, had a bit of a quiet game for McCarrick. It's really obviously affected us quite a lot. So I thought, we'll stick another striker on and we'll try and keep the ball there. But we started off well. We made a mistake for the first goal and in their penalty box, and then 7 seconds later, it's in the back of our net. And it was a real sucker punch, really. And I said to the girls at half time, I said, the first goal is going to feel like 10. Because it was really, really tight at half time, and unfortunately we fell short and we made just quite too many mistakes for today.
Yeah, there was they sort of like ran right through the whole team basically for that first goal, but you can see that's the sort of quality they've got.
Yeah.
But we've now got to move on. We've got Wigan in the league next week away. Chances to get a little bit of a payback, hopefully, if we can, from the FA Cup defeat last year.
And just going back to today's game, I mean, the start of the season, we set some targets for the group, and the target was to reach the first round proper. So, you know, essentially, that's what I said at the end, you know, don't get too disappointed. We've actually reached what we agreed on at the start of the year, and it's the furthest we've ever got, and, you know, hopefully next year we can try and go one better. But yeah, it is nice now to get back to the league, and gives an opportunity to bounce back, and we've got to make sure that we're on it, because teams will be, you know, looking at us now thinking we're a little bit weaker, or, you know, we've obviously lost a game. But we knew this year that we were going to come up against tough tests and we're going to end up losing games at some point. It's all about now our ability to bounce back and our ability to deal with defeat, because it's going to come. It's part of football. And I'm interested to see what the team have got now, and I've got every faith in them. They're going to come back and give us a win.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. I mean, I know they should feel proud of themselves. They played four games in the FA Cup this season, which is far more than they've done previously, and they can consider that they've probably come up against one of the toughest teams that you can do at this round, because they're like Chesilworth Street are likely to win their division the way they're playing at the moment, and the points they've already accumulated. So it's certainly not a bad day, just slightly disappointing over the result, and hopefully we can turn it around a bit next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I say, we'll carry on trying and we'll keep going. And you know, like I said, it was always a tough ask to win this game today. It was always going to be a bit of a cup fairy tale, and, you know, unfortunately it wasn't to be today. And but take nothing away from Chesilworth Street. They were a very aggressive side and very, very experienced, and they used that experience to the full extent today, and obviously it made them win the game.
Yeah, let's hope we can turn that round. Okay, thanks very much, Luke Podmore.
Thanks, Neil.
See everybody there at Wigan next week.
Yeah, fantastic. Cheers, mate.